Oh boy, it's time to start the podcast. I'm gonna do it.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Don't
lie.
I mean,
you know, hey.
I appreciate the lies, but
it's okay. We tried.
I didn't. I tried as best as I could.
Yeah, I've been hitting with you a lot. I've been hitting up a lot of bluegrass and like folk lately. So
I like that.
Yeah, so it's a little harder to do the old boys too. I'm sorry.
But no, that's okay. It's all right. I'll get it. I'll figure it out. We'll get
some washboards
in
there for you. Just really fuck you up.
I got to get some spoons.
Oh yeah.
So I can.
Oh, dude, do you know what that's called? Ham boning.
Ham bone, yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I knew that. I forgot about that, yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Ham boning.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me with a ham bone solo.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about this guy. It was the last podcast on the left, and they were talking about this guy who reported seeing like an UFO, and they're like, oh, what do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a goat farmer, or some shit like that. Like, well, what do you do in your spare time? He's like, I just like getting blind drunk and ham boning. I can do it real fast. It's just like it was
fucking blind drunk,
yeah,
ham boning,
yeah,
and whittling sticks.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. It's like, no, I just sit around drinking and I saw some shit in the sky one night.
I was whittling my wife a new dildo and ham boning, trying it out. And yeah, you know how I have sex is I ham boner.
Oh yeah,
and that's about it.
He poked me in the eye. I don't know. Why,
Captain Insano shows no mercy. All right, hello and welcome everybody to another hip hop calamity. Oh, hip hop calamity. Oh, you son of a bitch,
have it
bastard!
Turned up yet.
Oh it's my okay. God! All right,
want to try it again?
Yeah,
retake.
There, now it's on. We know it's on. Hello and welcome everybody to another. Now I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Hello and welcome everybody to another hip hop calamity.
Watch your profanity.
Ooh,
episode.
I like that. Yeah.
Of How Sad Is the Podcast. Starting strong as always. I'm glad we've been doing this for so long and I can't even figure out the fucking intro to the
I thought you were
going to
say like pajama D. Like
pajamity?
Some, yeah, something about pajama.
Bananas in pajamity.
Ooh, there we go. Yeah. No, I like that. Watch your profanity.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one. Sorry.
No, you're fine. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. And with me, as always, is the one.
No.
The only.
No.
The underwear taker.
Oh. It's me, Casey. Benedict Cumberbatch, more like bend that dick and come on my back, sir.
Ooh.
You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Please.
He's hot.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
T and bump it.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
You bump his fist after he fist your ass.
Nice fucking.
Yeah. Nice fucking, bud. It's fist elementary.
Bump. Yeah.
Dear Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Sure lock that dick in my ass.
I did not watch that show.
It's really good.
That's what I heard.
I like it a lot.
Him and, is that Martin Freeman? Is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah. It's an interesting last name he's got.
Yeah. Freeman.
Yeah.
More like D-Man because he fucking packing a huge... You know what I'm talking
D-Man.
About. You know what
he may be
about.
A hobbit, but not where it counts.
Yeah, he's a... I don't know. Nobbit.
Oh, my God, you guys.
We're fucking killing them already.
We've been up to no good, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Just living life strong.
Oh, yeah.
And hard.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think I was sick again recently.
How'd you get sick?
Oh, God damn it. I forgot. Yeah, I don't think we talked about this.
Yeah.
I got like an immediate cold because I went and I think I talked about how at the Dodgers game they had... billboards for AM/PM selling Dodger dogs, and they were 2 for $3.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yo, I got to figure that out. And so one morning I was going to get gas at work, and I went a different...
Oh, this was in the morning?
No, I didn't eat it in the morning.
Okay.
But I went to get gas, and I found one of those AM/PMs, the Arco oil or whatever. And so I was like, yo, I got to come back here. Because they didn't... Well, the reason I didn't eat them in the morning is because they didn't have any out.
Yep, they didn't have them going yet.
Yeah, they didn't have them out.
I think they wait till like 10:30.
Probably. Yeah. And... So then I was like, the whole day, I was like, fuck, I got to do that. I got to see if they're just as good. They're wrapped the same.
Oh, okay.
So I went back at lunch and I got 2 of them.
Mm-hmm. 2 for $3.
Yeah.
Great deal.
No, they had no diced onions in the set of stuff.
Unforgivable.
Yeah. So one, I just put mustard on.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, I put mayo on.
Oh, yeah. You're a big mayo on hot dogs.
I like mayo on hot dogs, man.
I honestly, I don't think I've tried it.
It's good. But if you like mayo on sandwiches, you're going to like mayo on hot dogs. Like,
moving a little more away from mayo.
From meat in general, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, except dick, you know.
Ooh, mama. Going more towards dairy.
Yeah. There you go, yeah.
Staying away from dick.
But bring on that titty milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Titty milk and cheese. They have to have cheese from breast milk by now, right?
Yeah, oh,
that
of course.
Has to be a
Somebody
thing.
Had to have made it.
Ugh.
Yeah, the Amish. Ooh. Turn titty milk into butter.
Yeah. Well, the cows are all dead. Well, time to knock up your mother so we can feed our family.
Yeah. Get her udders working.
Yeah. Could you grow a third tit and do something for this family? You selfish bitch.
Hey, Dad, will you mind knocking Ma up? I'm sick of eating dry cereal. You fucking Blake shooting dick. What? All right.
Jebediah. Oh.
Why don't you shove a light bulb in your ass? I don't know. Why that's a thing.
Okay. Horse and buggy. That's all I got.
Horse and noogie. I'll give my horse a noogie.
Okay.
You know, you're not running fast enough. All right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll steal his lunch money too.
Yeah. Why not, man? Mm-hmm. Fuck horses. I hate horses. I really do.
So I go back and I buy two dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're barking.
Yeah. And the condiment thing is one of those push things with the nozzles out. So, And so I did that.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
No onions, but did they have pico de gallo?
Yes.
I like that.
And they had relish. They had a ton of shit that I was like, who's putting this on any of it? Like, yeah. There was too much.
Yeah.
There was like diced tomatoes and shit too.
Really?
Like, yeah, I was like, no onions though.
Yeah.
Like,
when I moved to Chicago, they would always have, I'm going to fuck up the name, but it's like Gardenera.
I don't know.
That shit. It's like this, like, it's like a Chicago thing.
Marinara?
It's like carrot and then like peppers and shit.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Gardenera.
Like pickled vegetables, but diced.
Yeah, and like it's kind of just like pickled like spicy vegetables
like a salsa almost.
Yeah, they would always have that in pico de gallo at like 7-Eleven.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't like pico de gallo.
I like pico de gallo.
Yeah, you like pico de guys.
Oh,
Owen in ya. Yeah,
exactly.
I just like cheese and mayo, and that's all always. Okay, so I get the dogs. I drive back to work. I eat them. I shame eat them in the parking lot. And by shame eat them, I mean I made a couple of GIFs while I was eating them.
Oh, nice.
I sent one to Woody, I think. I made one.
Of you eating hot dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I made one, and you know that GIF where... Or it's the scene from Jurassic Park where he first sees a dinosaur and he stands up and he takes his glasses off and he hits the woman and she stands up in awe, and then it just is a cut to me eating a hot dog really fast.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And solid GIF.
And then there's one of me eating it really fast, and then it cuts to the scene from Sixth Sense or Signs where Joaquin Phoenix is watching the TV and he jumps backwards and he's like, oh, and just like so shocked. So that's,
I like that.
That's what I was working with.
Nice, man.
Yeah. You know, just really classic, good stuff.
Yeah, classic cinema.
I took a couple pictures of me with the hot dogs, of course, and then like maybe an hour after I ate them, I felt like I was getting sick.
Uh-oh.
Like not stomach sick either. I felt like it was a cold.
Yeah,
and the mayo tasted weird.
Yeah.
But some mayo tastes weird, and so I was like, hey, this mayo
was it cold?
Tastes a little gayo.
Ooh,
a little bit of cum in this mayo.
Yeah, was it cold mayo?
No, it was warm.
Yeah, I don't. Fuck with that.
No, me neither.
Eggs in there and shit.
Yeah. So I just feel like I'm getting like a cold. That's the warm mayo gave me a cold, and I think it was the mayo. But then I was looking at the pictures of the hot dog later, and it was pretty gray.
Yeah,
they were pretty gray. Oof. And I knew they were gross, but I was like, to me, hot dogs are like cockroaches. Like they could last the test of time.
Probably, yeah.
Like a nuclear holocaust will happen, and hot dogs and cockroaches are the only things that survive. And Twinkies.
Twinkies,
yeah. So that's it.
Yeah, which are the fucking hot dogs of the dessert kingdom.
It's a dessert hot dog.
That's what everyone says.
That's all it is.
I invented that.
And
hey, girl, give me that pussy.
It's like it's got a pre-bun on it.
Yeah.
The outside is the bun, and then the inside is just a melted custardy hot dog.
Just a pig's anus.
It's just straight pig cum. That's all that a Twinkie is.
Yeah.
Is cornbread, yeah, a bun.
Yeah, it's like a uncooked pig cum.
And yeah, then pig cum, and that's it.
Yeah.
They use what they don't use in hot dogs in Twinkies.
Which is
just pig cum.
Pig cum.
Just assorted farm animal cum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
Jared
a hot dog.
Comes around every Friday and makes everyone
happy. Let me collect the cum.
Okay, guys.
I got to collect the cum.
Get the steers here.
Yeah, all the goats come walking out with flowers. And they give him flowers and then jizz in his hand. I don't know why he doesn't have a collector for it, or like one of those milking machines, but he's old school.
Well, yeah, you can feel if it's potent or not, if it's good cum or it's spoiled. Yeah.
And if you got a talented hand, that beats any milker, you know, or anything like that. I mean... Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're talented enough, you could beat a Fleshlight, I'm sure, in strokes.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, depends on how much lotion you use on your hands. Yeah. Not even during, just in general. Soften those hands up. Mm. Anyway, I ate those hot dogs. And I felt sick.
Yeah.
And then I came back and we went out to eat that night and I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm sick.
Oh, yeah.
And it just kept getting worse. And then the next morning I woke up and I felt like hell.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even shit that much, but then it just lasted. The whole weekend I felt cold, sickness, and then the stomach shit started and I was like shitting like crazy, which is more so than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole rest of the like week I felt like real lethargic and just awful.
Yeah.
And the problem is I'll do it again.
Yeah.
I'll just try it without the mayo.
Yeah.
I'll bring my own mayo.
Yeah. I don't want to fool me once. Yeah, I knew what it was. It was a fucking mayo. Not going to happen again.
Okay, here's the thing. I wish I would have taken a picture, though. And this should have not made me eat the dog. This is...
They looked pretty gross.
I mean, they did. But like I said, hot dogs are hot. You can eat them right out of the fridge.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, whatever. It's a fucking hot dog. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, lukewarm pig anus. But one of them said eat by, and it was the day before.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and I'm sure their dates, like eat by dates, are pretty long.
Probably, yeah.
So that was probably a week or so old sitting out under the heat lamp.
Yeah.
So I did myself dirty there. I just did it again recently. Last night, I didn't go shopping. And so I ordered that fucking expensive ass fried chicken that's so goddamn delicious.
They got a cool box. I'll give them that.
Yeah. There's five cool more in there if you want them.
No.
If you want to blow your ass out.
No.
But I hadn't ordered it in like a year, and there's a good reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it is painful.
Killed you.
I not only did, right after I finished, I don't know if it was the chicken or the movie Baywatch, but I felt sick immediately. And I didn't feel sick, but I felt tired. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to drink, which is saying something. Mm-hmm. It was a Saturday night, and I didn't want to drink. And so I just went to bed.
Yeah?
I went to bed at like 9:30, 10 p.m.
Holy shit.
I just laid in bed. I was like, I'm going to throw a movie on. And then I went and bought a bunch of candy. That wasn't smart either.
Yeah.
I ate a bunch of candy. And then I woke up at 4:50 because I was going to shit my pants. And it felt like there was a fire demon I needed to abort.
Ooh, no.
So I aborted it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was clawing at me the whole way out. I don't know.
Did I eat a volcano?
Yeah, I legit did. I drank magma.
Yeah.
I pretty much just ate like I ate M&M's whole without chewing them.
Ooh.
But inside it was magma.
Yeah.
And they don't they melt in your ass. Ass. Yeah. They melt in your ass. Not in your hand or stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. But speaking of that though, I had these new Skittles of sweet and heat. Have you heard of these?
No, I have not. Absolutely disgusting.
I'm feeling better now though, guys. I'm sweating right now, so don't.
Yeah, it's hot.
But
as always.
Sweet heat. I think they have Starburst too, but it's like really tasty at first, and then it gives you this fucking weird spicy heat afterwards.
Yeah, I don't.
It's kind of cool, but then you eat three and you're like, I can't. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's a spicy heat, not like a sour heat.
No, okay. Spicy.
Which is
neat.
I don't like either
of
those,
how they do it.
Honestly,
I'm sure it's something cancer inducing.
Yeah,
but I ate a whole bag of them.
Ooh,
I just couldn't stop.
Where'd you get them? Corner store?
No, if you walk farther, they have more candy options.
At the one
gas
at the station?
Corner across from Matza. That gas station.
Oh,
yeah.
Station. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I should just eat a spoonful of mayo instead.
That's amen.
That'd be better.
A spoonful of mayo makes the medicine go down. Isn't that what she says?
Yeah. I haven't tried to find a Long John with yellow, with lemon in it for so long. I need one. I want one. I've been thinking about it.
donuts. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I haven't had a donut in you know how long.
There's a couple donut places by us, and they have breakfast burritos at them.
Really?
I really want to go and just try one, because I feel like if you go to like a 7-Eleven or something, you get a shitty, you know those shitty breakfast burritos that you just throw in the microwave for a second?
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had worse.
I was making breakfast burritos for a while for myself.
Those are good.
It takes forever.
Yeah.
You got to fucking do everything.
Yeah.
I got to brown the sausage. I got to scramble all the eggs and make it. I got to fucking, that's it.
Yeah.
But.
Put in a tortilla.
I got to heat the tortillas.
Yeah.
Man.
There's a place down Melrose, it's a ways, called Earth Cafe. They have a really good breakfast burrito. But like, I got it Postmates here once. I didn't pay for it, like, but it was like a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it was like a $9 burrito, then like a fucking, the fee was like another $8.
Yeah.
It's like,
delivery is
that.
Fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
And it's stupid here, too. Like, it's so, I've been kicking myself since last night, because I was like, I could have even paid the delivery fees for a Pizza Hut thing. I would have had another meal for today, so I wouldn't have had to go out again. Or I could have just manned up, taken a shower, fucking drove to Ralph's and gotten food.
Oh, yeah.
Like sandwich shit.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting around for 3 hours trying to figure out what I was going to eat. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking idiot. It's so stupid.
It happens, man.
And I'm just like, cool, there goes all that fucking money.
Yeah.
You dipshit. Wow, you know what? I should wash these down with $8 worth of candy.
Yeah.
You fucking
hey, man.
Dumb retard.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat myself to a fucking butt abortion.
Yeah, butt abortion.
But, yeah.
I can't believe it's not butt abortion. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It should have been. It felt like it.
Gay. So gay.
I wish. Yeah. I've always had this weird thing. Maybe I'll use this as a part of my joke of the gay one, but I always had this thing where I thought it'd be funny or cool if, like, when you got sick, it became a creature inside of you.
Oh.
Like, do you remember when you were little and you threw up for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're so confused and shit like that.
Eat too many barbecue Pringle chips.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom said one time, like, I was puking and I was like, why is my stomach mad at me? Which is just like a silly thing a kid says.
Yeah.
But then I would imagine like things fighting in my stomach and throwing the food back out.
Yeah.
I had a great imagination, you know. But so I always wanted, so now that I'm almost 30, I've always wished that if you got like sick, you shit out the sickness and you can like see it though.
Get up,
like,
get down with that.
You shit it out and you just see this weird little like bug in the toilet, but it's dead. Because you just spent like a week feeling like hell.
Yeah.
And then that one shit, and you know when you did it, because it screams a little, it like whimpers and dies. And then you look in the toilet and you're like, yeah. Fuck you. Like, you
can see the enemy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And be like, I beat your ass, you son of a bitch.
You're like,
yeah. You just flush it down the sickness.
Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
Yep. And I don't know. That's always been just a weird thing I thought would be funny.
I like
it. Is if you could, you shit it out, because you spend so much fucking time. I think I told a dumb joke on here once where I thought it'd be funny if someone, you ever been sick for so long you thought about like killing yourself
to
not be sick anymore. You look at someone's suicide note and you think it's going to say something really like earth shattering or like poignant or something, and it just says, fuck this flu, fam, I'm out.
Yeah.
And but like shit like that. And I remember I used to get sick so much. And I just wish that I could just like, or like gangster pose next to the toilet and be like, fucking
I beat it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
1,000 likes on Facebook easily.
And think about the,
sorry.
No, you're fine. And then think about the people who beat like cancer, like crazy shit. And then the monster always looks different every time. And it turns out like you shit it out and someone's like, oh my God, we thought you had pneumonia this whole time.
No,
and it was actually just an actual baby in there.
Yeah.
He just shit aborted.
That's a big ass cancer.
That's a huge cancer.
That's a big ass bitch.
Yeah.
That's a huge bitch. That's all what it was.
I don't know.
That's a stinky fart.
I just thought that'd be neat.
You know what I think would be neat?
Tell me.
Oh, it's that time.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah, we gotta find.
It's about that time for some new.
You will never stick your penis inside this human.
WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me? Boom.
I'm into it every single time.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
I like
that
it every
till,
time.
That's going to be my last words.
Till the day I kill myself.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Oh, yeah, I always start this off. First Lady, Carrie Coon. She was in Gone Girl.
Uh-huh.
And Leftovers. And Carrie Coon wouldn't fuck me, not even if she got the fuck across town to fuck me.
Ooh.
She's in some movie called like Margaret Gets the Fuck Across Town.
Oh, know. Really?
Yeah.
Margaret stupid like Gets that. The Fuck Across
yeah,
Town?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up, but it's something stupid like that.
What if it was Margot Gets the Fuck to the Wedding?
Ooh.
Or Margot at the Wedding or whatever that
Margot
movie was called.
Margot Fucks Myself. Yeah. That's good. That could work.
Okay.
That'll do, pig.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. She's also in a movie. I don't think it's come out yet, but it's like The Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter. It's it's directed by Jodie Hill.
And
it's
what?
Got like, yeah, it's got like Danny McBride.
Oh, shit.
In it. Yeah.
I fuck with anything Jodie Hill does.
Yeah, man, he's good as shit.
The Legacy of a White-Tailed Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't even heard of that.
Izzy Gets the Fuck Across Town. That's what it's called.
Izzy.
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 Izzy, right?
Izzy, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it. You just said it. I misheard you.
Oh, well, this movie looks terrible.
Okay.
But yeah.
New, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, y'all.
Don't.
The Izzy Gets the Fuck Across Town movie. Yeah. McGuire
it's
movie.
It's got that, yeah, it's got the girl from Barry in it. And Haley Joel Osment.
Okay, so. Sign me off.
Yep.
I'm gone. I don't like his recurrence. I don't like it, or whatever you want to call it. That's not the word. That's not a word.
Yeah.
But like his resurgence
mm-hmm.
into shit, and yeah. it's just funny that he's in stuff.
Pretty much.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh.
I don't think I like that in general. And then it becomes like a thing. Like John Cena is in shit now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. It's like that funny thing where it's... It might kind of stay funny if it was like, oh, he's in that movie Sisters or whatever with Tina Fey, and he's like he's not a throwaway character, but a little cameo thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's neat, and now all of a sudden he's in, like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like The Rock, though, and I guess maybe... He didn't really start that way either. It wasn't like a gimmick, though.
No.
He wasn't like a gimmick in Be Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun, seeing him in that.
Be Cool?
Be Cool?
I haven't seen that movie
in so
long.
It's the sequel to Get Shorty?
Yeah.
Get Shorty's great. Be Cool is not.
Yeah.
But it's super fun. Because Vince Vaughn plays like a weird like wigger in it. What
is Travolta in there?
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's the same like character, and then Uma's in it and stuff, and then that one girl is in it. I can't remember her name. She like dated Nick Cannon or something.
Christina Milian.
Yeah,
she's hot.
Yeah, she's in it. And I read the book for that.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. Oh yeah,
that's it was Elmore Leonard. Yeah. Yeah, book's not great either, but the movie's real far from the book. But The Rock is in it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he does a monologue for John Travolta's character. Ooh. I forgot his name, and it's the monologue from Bring It On. It's pretty fun.
Did you ever see Southland Tales?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's it's not good.
I you know
but it's
what?
A fucking movie, man.
I liked it, man. It's super weird. Here's what I think makes me like it even more.
The Rock's got like autism or something in
it. Yeah.
He's like doing all this weird shit.
Well,
with
it's
his
some
eyes
like
and...
I think it's because it's some like future shit. Like he's got some brain damage from.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I gotta watch it again.
Richard Kelly.
Yeah, Richard Kelly wanted to do like a whole release of these graphic novels before it came out and shit too. I don't know if he fully did. Woody, get at me about that, or I'll look it up on Google. But I know Woody and I have talked about it. I respect that. I think that's cool. Yeah.
I think
that
was like his passion project.
Yeah, it was. So. And then people just saw it just on that surface level. Which has got to kind of suck for if it's your passion project.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but read the thing and mm-hmm. then watch the movie. And then yeah. you get the thing with it and it's all together. It's
yeah,
it all cohesive. Like, yeah. come on. And
you didn't get to do all of it.
Yeah. And like instead, it just seems really fucking weird and hard to read. And mm-hmm. it's all over the place.
Amy Poehler's in it.
Poehler's
serious. It's very strange.
Yeah. I'd like to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah. Sean William Scott's in it.
Yeah. It's a long, yeah.
It's fun. I don't know. I like it. It's super fucking weird, but so is he.
Yeah.
But I respect the shit. I think it's really cool that he tried.
Yeah.
He tried something weird. It didn't pan out because, you know what? I wonder if it would now, though. No.
Interesting. No.
It's a hard thing. It's hard. How are you even going to get a quarter of who's going to see that movie in theaters?
Yeah.
Read a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're Donald Glover and you're like,
right.
read this to with my CD.
Right. And then
the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. People probably will then. Did he do that with Because the Internet?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the script.
He said like the CD was like a soundtrack.
Oh,
like a script.
I like that too. Yeah, I never read it though.
Read it. Yeah. He said he liked it. But,
all right.
You know.
Oh. Well, I'd like to read that. I like that album.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, sorry.
No, that's cool.
One wouldn't fuck me through.
Yeah. We fell down a rabbit hole.
First one here is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done her before?
No.
Okay.
I wish. Oops.
This is good.
God damn it. Not worth it.
Carmen Sandiego. This is probably on the nose. Carmen Sandiego. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I found her clitoris.
Oh, nice.
The San Diego treat. You know?
Yeah.
Clitoroni. San Diego treat.
Clitoroni. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I found her clit before I even found her.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego's clit?
Oh, my dick. Yeah.
I found it. It's in the back of my throat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have
fucking really clam slammed.
What is it? A uvula?
Yeah.
I don't have a uvula. It's just Carmen Sandiego's clit.
There you
dangling
go.
In the
just
back
all
of
day
my
just
throat.
Playing
yeah.
with it.
Yeah. It's like
a little flicky.
What if you had a celebrity's one of his balls or a miniature ball sack version of a celebrity's hanging instead of a uvula?
Who?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, I respect that. He's good.
I feel like he has huge nuts.
You think so?
I don't know. For some reason, I assume he just has large balls. They
I
would
could
know.
See that.
He came crawling out of that couch naked.
Oh, yeah. 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 I don't know who I would go with. I don't know. Fucking Humphrey Bogart.
Mm.
No, I don't like that guy.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
There you go.
Dead balls.
Dead
balls.
I got some.
Dead
hey,
balls.
You guys want to clone a tinier version of Philip Seymour Hoffman? Just you just barf.
Yeah.
Would it be sneet? You wouldn't anything. But in this fantasy scenario,
mm-hmm.
every time you barf, it would just be that person's cum.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Or it would just hurt. You wouldn't throw up. No, maybe you would, because when you get hit in the nuts, it makes you want to throw up.
Yeah,
all right, we're done. We'll be done with done with the nut uvula.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Christina Hendricks.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, big tits.
Ooh.
I don't know. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her my neon semen.
Ooh. She was in that?
Yeah, that movie was on at the darkroom the other day, and I was like, this movie sucks.
I've never seen it.
I really did not like it.
Okay.
But, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I gave her the old the stranger pray at night.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
She was in that movie.
Gotcha. I like that. All right.
That's all I got.
Strong hooters on that girl.
Strong hooters from a strong man.
Hello! She's got a she serves wings. She has such big hooters. She's considered her own franchise.
Bruh. You know? That was great. That was just
that was
great.
No, that's perfect.
Great timing.
Yeah, all right.
I like
all right.
that. I like what you're going for. Yeah, you know.
It's like a Hooters mobile food truck.
Yeah.
She just serves wings as she goes, and she
Trailer
just pulls
park.
Them out from under yeah. her tits.
Hooters, Hooters,
Hooters, Hooters, Hooters. All right, last one here. We'll move on, you guys. this is a girl in Velma cosplay.
Oh.
And she wouldn't fuck me, not even if she really needed winkies. Because she says jinkies, winkies.
Oh, is this from Flintstones? Flintstones?
No, Velma.
Velma.
She's from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, shit, okay.
With the nerd. right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, you're right. I was thinking of, I thought you were saying Wilma.
Velma.
Yeah.
Winkies. Jinkies.
It does.
You know?
Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
So you're, Winkies.
You're stinky Winky.
Yeah. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was minor 69er.
Okay.
As a villain.
Oh.
In Scooby-Doo. Yeah. Minor 49er.
You 69 people. Today? Oh.
Yeah, you can rip that mask off me and
fuck me.
Well, 69.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't fuck me, not even for a Kooby snack.
Okay.
Which is just my cock.
Mm-hmm. Because you're coupon.
Uh-huh. Kooby
I like
snack.
It. Kooby, Kooby, do. Yeah.
Kooby, Kooby, do.
Will you poo on? I don't know.
Yeah. You won't. She wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of
that's
a
right.
Kooby, Kooby, do. Would you too? No, I wouldn't fuck you.
There you go. We
there
did
it.
Is.
All right, woo! You guys. That's it. We made it through.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Another version or batch
yep.
of wouldn't fuck me's.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming in hot.
Now we're coming in cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought we were good. I was like, oh, we're going to commercial.
Nope, not yet. Nope. We got some
it's our favorite part of
jokes
the
of the gay that I'm going to keep real quick.
Yeah, same.
Let me see.
I told you this yesterday.
I might have told this one.
But whatever. I'll do it anyways. I don't know if this might be racist. Call in, folks. Tell me what you think.
Tit pulp.
Yeah, tit pulp. I think the Chinese finger trap was invented to prevent people from doing the squinty eyes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's racist.
Well, you know, I don't think, it is either, but, you know, the world we live in.
You could have the pussy, just save me the how.
I think it's anti-racist, if anything.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'm preventing racism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they did by making the finger
yeah.
traps.
Yeah, and I'm raising awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, all you whites.
Yeah.
You terrible racist whites.
You're using them all wrong. You got karma. You got the definition of karma wrong. Yeah. And then you also got Chinese finger traps
yeah.
wrong.
Now so. You're just now it just looks like you're making yourselves look like you have a unibrow. You fucking hicks. Just hold it up like this.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that. That would be racist to I don't know Italians,
Neanderthals, Italians. Yeah, Italians would probably
or Middle Eastern people,
gay Italians yeah. who dye their unibrows a color diamond shaped thing.
Sure,
that's what the finger traps look like.
Yeah. You know? Okay, I yeah. get what you're saying.
That's what I was trying to say.
Mm, nice.
Braid their eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Yeah,
it's weird. All right. I think I might have told this one before. It's really
wait,
dumb.
I've seen the threading of the eyebrows. I don't know what the braiding is.
I think people braid them. I assume they do.
Sure, I don't
care. Know. I don't know, man.
It's all right. I'm sorry well, I asked.
You're fine. They dye them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
yeah.
what I'm going yeah. for more so. They
yeah.
dye them. I wish I was dead.
Me too.
Okay, here you go. I'm glad to know that my mother was a total dweeb when she was in high school, because that way, if God forbid I was ever to get sent back in time, I definitely would be able to fuck her.
Nice.
That's a... nice.
That's the punchline. Yeah. I'll just, every time, you're, just every time you say that, I'll be in the audience. Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
I got your back, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Who gave this man a microphone?
Yeah.
I did.
Or the megaphone. Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Nice. It's just popping real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fucking
just
hilarious.
A dumb Back to the Future joke.
Yeah.
About fucking your own mother.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, yeah. I mean, she's hot. She's got to get it from somebody.
I got
I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them.
All right. I'm going to crush out this other mom fucking one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I've got weird rules and things that have kept me from dating women before. Like, I stopped dating a girl once, because she had the same name as my mother and I didn't want things to get weird in the bedroom. I never wanted to be at a point where I was at the point of ecstasy and then accidentally yelled out, you know, mama.
Yeah.
So I guess I could have done
mama.
That. Oh, there you go.
So
I like it.
Yeah. The punchline is, yelling mama.
Mama.
Yep, that's all.
That's all.
So, yeah, yeah. You got anything else?
Nope, I'll save it for...
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I don't have anything good.
Yeah, I need to write more, and then I do this thing where I'm like, oh, cool, and then my whole week is filled with other bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't write a ton this week. I worked on some other stuff. other older jokes.
But, oh, good. Know, but, punching them up?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
We'll see.
I was working on one. I was like, this is getting good. And I tried it and just fucking ate shit.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
The whole time.
Kind of hard to tell out here if they're working or not, though.
Yeah, it's also a story.
So, yeah, that takes a little longer. Or it uses your whole...
Yeah,
that 3 minutes.
Yeah. The whole fucking thing was that, just a story.
That's even harder because you can't even like get them on your side.
Yeah,
with one.
I told one joke and then they're just like, meh, and I was like, oh fuck,
and then it's over.
Like, it's going terribly,
fucking awful.
Yeah, I also I was kind of reading it and I was I didn't have it memorized, so I like lost my place at one point and I was like looking at my notes and I was like, why am I alive? I fucking hate myself. I want to die. Just doing that until I found my spot and then like went.
You
like,
said that out loud?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, these people don't know that I say that all the
time. Right,
and
yeah.
Like, yeah. They're like, oh, this guy is fucking, he just lost his spot and he lost his fucking mind. Yeah. I was like, that definitely didn't help.
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Just that internal monologue.
Yeah.
fucking idiot.
Like that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. On that note, we're going to take a quick 60 seconds of Rice-a-roni. Rice-a-roni from the San Francisco tree. Rice-a-roni, everybody's got to be. Started out where cable cars play this song. Not right at home because very long. Rice-a-roni from the San Francisco tree. From San Francisco, famous for food, comes Rice-a-roni, the exciting new side dish. Here at last is a welcome change, a change from potatoes. Now you can serve Rice-a-roni, a delicious side dish with meat, chicken, or fish. And you make Rice-a-roni in minutes. Everything's right in the box. A packet of soup base, rice, and vermicelli that you brown in butter. Add the special herb-flavored broth, and in minutes, Rice-a-roni. Fluffy, fragrant. A wonderful change from potatoes.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Clit Aroni.
Mm-hmm.
The San Diego treat.
Wake up, sisters. There's no such thing as a weaker sex.
Oh, tell me about it. I'll tell you what though. Women have really small penises.
That's true.
Clits.
Mm-hmm. I like.
What if the clit shot out jizz?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be able to get you right in the eye if you were eating a girl out.
Yeah, I feel like they'd have more, it'd be like, I don't know, smaller, so more precise, I guess. I don't
just
know,
be like, it'd be like a little squirt gun where it'd be like, I feel like it would shoot farther.
Yeah.
Because it's not as much like volume to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like a lot of guys, depending on your Kegel exercises.
A lot of guys, too.
A lot of guys. A lot of guys come, too. is like if you only pump a super soaker maybe twice.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. So it comes like a little bit out, but it mostly just dribbles out. Unless you do your Kegels. And that's every Kegel is a pump in the super soaker.
Then you're just fucking, you're at a county fair knocking down targets, teddy bears.
I feel like a clit jizz would be like, it's like when you put your thumb on a water hose.
A water hose? A hose? Why did I say water hose?
I could be pantyhose.
Yeah.
Water hose. We're being specific.
Yeah.
Go in the water. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it would depend. I mean, if you were stimulating the clitoris, they'd just jizz right in your mouth. Right in the back of your throat.
Yeah. Sorry, I was writing something down.
No, that's fine. But then if you weren't, you know, maybe you're down a little farther.
Squeeze it like the poop out of a worm.
Yeah. Just right in your cornea.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be pain. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Probably hurt. They could give you LASIK.
Yeah.
Get so tight that they just fucking
squeeze.
Well, my vision's great now. Thank you.
Out of one eye,
yeah,
I got 13/20 vision because a girl came in one of my eyes. Yeah. Now I popped the lens out of one of my glasses.
Now I got to pay $2,400 to get the other one fixed or make her come again.
Yeah, which one's harder?
Yeah,
which one is it worth it?
Got to start a GoFundMe to correct my. Yeah, I don't know. Or just read it. Yeah. Either I'm going to use this $2,400 to get my eyes fixed or read a bunch of Cosmos and figure out how to make a girl come. Yeah. Just pretty much.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. If only, you know, if only we lived in a world where clits jizzed.
Yeah. Do more for us, ladies, you lazy fucking bastards. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. All right. Well, it's about that time.
That'd be interesting, though, if like, because a lot of times they say that women orgasm when they give birth.
Yeah.
So you would just jizz on your kid's head.
Yeah, yeah. You would
as soon as it takes its first breath and you came on its head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just starts crying. Like, that'd be ma'am, hold the water works. The baby's already crying.
It'd be like if guys gave birth. First thing they would do is accidentally teabag their own kid.
They're just coming in like a car wash.
That's so stupid.
Great.
Well, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, but then that'd be even worse because if the guy gave birth and they also orgasmed at the same time, you would teabag and come on your own kid.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Welcome to the world. Yeah.
It's a hard knock life, baby.
It can only get better from here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. That'd be an interesting fetish.
Ooh.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Well.
I wonder why my kid's so into
getting teabagged.
Getting teabagged and spanked. Because the doctor. All right.
I learned it from my daddy.
Okay. That's enough.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So.
Things are getting a little too hot. I think we should cool them down.
Oh, yeah.
With some cold openings.
Oh, I like that. Crack a cold one, folks.
Yeah.
Because it's time for some cold opens. I don't know.
I like it.
Fuck it. I just get dumber and dumber, man.
She must be a real frigid bitch because this is one cold opening.
Wide open. Cold open.
There you go. Space. Oh, I like that a lot. That's what we should do it.
Deggy,
we need to. I got to send him a list of these so that he can bust them out. He said he would.
Nice.
That'd be a good one, though.
Yeah.
Cold open spaces. Hire us to write your next spec script. Cold open spaces.
Yeah. I'm into it.
All right. You want to start her off?
Yeah. So I wrote this rejected script for Sister. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Unfucking believable.
When did you write it?
Last Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why it was rejected.
Apparently, yeah.
You're like, what? You're not bringing Sister back?
They're talking about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe it won't be rejected for long.
Yeah.
I bet you they're doing it because they read your cold open.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, this guy is so good. Head writer. Probably not.
This is a flaming hot open.
Head whiter.
I'll tell you that.
I'm saying.
He'll be the head whiter on the crew.
Yeah. All right. So this is trash. Let's go.
All right.
Sister. Ray, the father's name. Okay, I'll introduce the characters, I guess. So there's Ray, the father, Tia and Tamara, the twins, Lisa's the mom, and then Roger's the annoying neighbor.
Gotcha.
So that's
I'm remembering now.
Okay, yeah. So Ray. All right, Tia, Tamara, would you come in here, please? I have something I'd like to discuss with you. Lisa, you can come in here too, I guess. Lisa. Fuck you, Ray. Ray. All right, Lisa, never mind. You can go on about your business, I guess. Lisa. Damn right I will. Fucking limousine driving ass Republican ass bitch. By the way, I fixed the waist on your pants for your new tux. Ray. Well, thank you, Lisa. Lisa. Yeah, Ray, you're gonna look good in that tux laying in that casket, you old bitch. You better pray the Reaper gets you before I do. Can't wait to bury your ass. Ray. Oh, Lisa, you're a real peach. Lisa. Bitch. Lisa exits. Ray. Well, girls, as you know, my limousine business has been a little slow and money's been tight. But one of my clients has offered to help me out. But he wants something in exchange, and it's a bit unusual. Tia, who is it and what does he want? Ray. It's Al Pacino, and he would like to play Twister with you girls. T and Tamara together. Al Pacino wants to play Twister with my sister. Ray, yes, Mr. Pacino would like to play Twister with you, sister. Now, girls, I know I've known Mr. Pacino for a long time, and he's a pretty good... Enter Roger. Roger. Well, if it ain't my two favorite... And twins! What's up? It's the 90s, baby! Ray, Roger, I'm sorry. Now's not a good time. We're in the middle of a very important family meeting. T and Tamara together. Yeah, go home, Roger. Roger. Go home, Roger. There it is again. Every time I come here, that's what I'm greeted with. Not with a hello or, hey, Roger, how was your day? is it's good to see you. No, every time I come here, I'm met with hostility and reminded that I'm not wanted here. Do you know what it feels like knowing a person's first thought when they see you is to get the fuck away from me? You guys ever stop and ask yourselves, I wonder why Roger's always coming over? We've actually never been to his house. I wonder what his home life is like. Is he avoiding being there? You've never asked me any personal questions. As soon as you see me, go home, Roger, comes out of your mouth before you can even exhale. But hey, who gives a shit about me, right? You guys don't. You don't care that my dad left when I was 5. But before he did, he stole a bunch of money from my mom, and he would set up barrels in our backyard and dress me up as a rodeo clown and chase me around, and the only way I could escape was to hide in the barrels, but he'd fill those with marshmallow fluff, and then he'd sit on top of the barrels and call me names like Sticky Dick and the Gay Puff Marshmallow Man, and then he wouldn't let me out until I peed my pants. Now my mom just sits at home and paints her face with clown makeup, hoping that'll bring him back, and I come here to avoid all that. But you don't care. You don't care that I can't walk past a campfire seeing people making s'mores without peeing my pants a little, or that I can't even watch Ghostbusters anymore. The only thing you care about is the absence of me. Roger shakes a bottle of sleeping pills in his coat pocket. So I'll go home, all right. And I God damn it. So I'll go home, all right. And you don't have to worry about me coming back. Exit Roger. Lisa enters. Jesus, did Fluff Daddy finally leave? Oh, my daddy made me butt fuck peeps. I can't eat Lucky Charms without thinking I'm gay. Shut up, you bitch ass chode. Ray, you're still a bitch. Lisa exits. Ray, so girls, what do you think? T and Tamara together. Right hand, yes.
I ain't never gonna lick your chode.
Ooh.
Sister, sister.
Let's go play some Twister with Mr. Al Pacino. I don't know.
He wants to play Twister with sister, sister. Yeah. Is that where that came from, that whole idea of doing that?
Yeah, that's literally like
God, I love it so much.
That's what it came from. And then the whole Roger thing, I was like, oh, yeah. That'd be funny if like Roger killed himself because everyone's so mean to him.
Yeah, but I was going to ask if it was either that or the Twister with sister, sister.
That's what spawned it. And I was like, I can't make a whole thing out of this. So I got to add a little
so
bit
good.
To it.
Oh, I like it.
My brain's stupid.
What's her name? Lucy? No, what's the mom's name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Yeah. Was she always that buck nasty?
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
I don't remember the show very well.
I was watching like some clips and it's like, she's just like roasting people left and right and Ray's like this like really prim and proper.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just like, yeah, it's pretty funny. I don't know if it's pretty funny. I don't know.
What's the last thing you say is right hand?
Yes.
Oh, they're playing Twister.
Yeah, they're going to play Twister with them.
Yep, I got it right when I was saying it out loud again. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Right hand, Helen Hunt and... Is it Bill Paxton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Twister.
Yeah. I was getting there.
Tornadoes.
I remember I went to Universal Studios once with my stepdad and we rode the Twister ride.
Oh, nice.
And I was so terrified.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to be in a fucking Twister. I don't want to know what it's like. That scene where they're at the fucking movie, the drive-up movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
The drive-in. Fucking terrifying. Yeah. I was like, I don't want that. And then, like, not one part. I was younger. But I was like still like 15 or 16. I was smart enough to know that you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just have you on this like stadium seating thing. Mm-hmm. It's like bleachers that just moves into this thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then it's just high powered winds and shit. Mm. And then this stuff flies off, but it's never going to get close to you.
Yeah.
But I was still like, that terrified me more than going on like the mummy ride or some shit like that. I was like, this shit's, that was my favorite ride there, the mummy ride.
Yeah.
But the fucking Twister thing, I was like, I don't want to know what it's like to be in a natural disaster, at all.
I remember...
freaks me the fuck out.
There's two fifth grade teachers in my elementary school, and the one I didn't have, but like So we would, like, half day was with one teacher, then the like, and then we would go to the other one, and she would like teach us science for like.
I remember that.
So
when was this?
Fifth grade.
Yeah, I was gonna say fifth grade. We had that same.
Yeah, thing. And whenever she would like just like didn't want to teach us, she would just throw on a movie, and it was either Twister or The Patriot.
What?
And then she was like, "Yeah, I get like into the, I've seen Twister a ton, and then like The Patriot like a bunch.
Dude,
and
there's
then,
so much killing in The Patriot, well, like then, aggressive.
Then she was like, I didn't realize this movie was rated R, and I was like, yeah, are you fucking kidding me? Like Mel Gibson just fucking kills a whole.
It's rated R without fucking in it too.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
only thing close to fucking is
I don't
when
even think they swear.
Heath Ledger has to cut a hole in a sheet or whatever when they fuck he marries that girl or whatever.
Yeah,
that's the closest they come, and they just insinuate that they're gonna fuck. Mm-hmm.
The rest is just straight
just
up,
just haggard killing. Holy
throwing
shit.
A fucking tomahawk through some guy's skull.
His first like bout of killing. Oh
yeah,
man.
Dude,
that movie's dope though.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
one.
Pretty, it's long.
Yeah.
Every time I try to rewatch it, I imagine just the crazy cool scenes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, this will be sweet, and then it's like that doesn't even happen until like 40 minutes in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's like the chunks. I mean, it's a war movie. That's
I like when the guy gets his leg blown off by a cannonball.
Oh, yeah. Shit's crazy. Yeah. I've never seen Braveheart.
Shit. Oh, man. Still, that's another long one.
I need to, but it's like, every time I'm like, it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right. Well, I wrote a cold open here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping they bring this show back.
They should.
But I wrote a cold open when I was 13.
Yeah.
I wrote this when I was 13 for the Drew Carey Show.
Yeah. Well, he's got that Price is Right money now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll bring it back. But
fingers crossed.
Yeah, this is a cold open for the Drew Carey Show. And I don't think I need to introduce the characters, but I will. Drew Carey, main character. He works for a company that he's HR or some shit at some fucking place. But then he does like micro brewing with his buddies to which I had totally forgot about
me too
until I was researching it when I was 13. But and then his two buddies Lewis and
dude from Office
Oswald.
Space, right?
No, Lewis is oh, god damn it, I just forgot his fucking name. He's in Whose Line Is It Anyways? Ryan Stiles.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then Oswald Lee Harvey is the guy from Office Space.
Okay,
the neighbor.
Okay.
The neighbor.
Okay. That's what it was. Yeah.
And then you've got Drew Carey's nemesis, Mimi.
Who I thought was, we talked about that, right?
And then his boss, Nigel, and then his their other friend, friend since they were young, all three of their friends, is Katie. I forgot her last name. I have it somewhere in here. But so here it is. Cold open. Interior, Drew's bedroom, morning. Drew slowly wakes up, looking extremely groggy and hungover from last night's debauchery. Jeez Louise, my noggin certainly took a flogging last night. I gotta cool it with all those homemade micro brews. But hey, somebody has gotta make sure they're safe for human consumption before I sell them to the masses. Drew giggles at himself as he provides more excuses for his severe alcoholism. Well, I can safely say that none of the beverages I tested last night were poisonous, so giddy up, partner. Drew continues to make light of having a very obvious drinking problem. He grabs his glasses from the nightstand. Better put on the old peeper poppers so I can investigate what kind of Drew foolery I got up to last night. Drew switches the name Tom and the word tomfoolery for the name Drew, which he thinks is clever because his name is not Tom, it is Drew, and he was the one who got into the foolery last night. Drew, not Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Real clever, you four-eyed fuck. I didn't really know how to write scripts the correct way back then. Okay. So Drew takes a look around the room. Drew takes a look around the room and notices that the spot next to him in bed has been tussled in a way that would signify someone else having slept there last night. He looks shocked, surprised, and too excited for his own good. Holy moly, did I have sex with a female human last night? He looks at the pillow. It has makeup a woman might use on her face. That's lady makeup. He touches the spot. Ooh, it's still warm. He looks towards the bathroom. The door is shut. Good gravy. She's still here. She must have been good enough... She's still here. It must have been good enough to stick around for another helping of the capital D, you know, like from my name, Drew. She probably wants to marry the Carey after that. Man, I'm good at fucking. Lewis walks in the bedroom. Good at fucking your life up, maybe. Lewis, what are you doing here? Eh, I was just walking by and heard you talking to yourself, making bad jokes, giggling like a retard, and talking about how you might have a girl here. I had to come in and see for myself. What? You don't believe I could get a girl come back home with me and sleep with me? No, I don't even believe a girl would ever be comfortable enough in the same house as you to be able to fall asleep. Just knowing you're there, somewhere, watching. And she definitely wouldn't stick around the next morning. Well, one did, and she's currently in the bathroom, probably regaining her strength and preparing for round two. Hey, Drew, I think there's something wrong with your shitter. The door is locked. What? No, someone is in there, Oswald. When did you get here? Oswald walks into the bedroom. I came in with Lewis, but I got so hungry, I made a lasagna. You made a lasagna? Making a lasagna. Man, those things take forever to cook, you know? Yeah, okay, whatever. Just both of you get out of here. I don't want you here when my lady comes out of the bedroom. Your lady? Did you buy a prostitute? Lewis. Oh, shit. Yep, that's it. Of course he bought a prostitute. Drew. No, I didn't buy a hooker. I think. I mean, maybe I did. I can't remember last night very well. I'm not the hooker type, though. Lewis. He's right. He wouldn't even be a hooker's type. No amount of money would make up for all of that. Oswald. And hookers will fuck anyone. I bet they'd even fuck a dead guy if he had money in his pockets. Lewis, they really would. Oh, shit, guys. She's almost done. Get out of here. She's coming back. Lewis, we're not going anywhere. Oswald, let's hide under the bed like in shitty sitcoms. Lewis, yeah, perfect. We'll be under the bed if you need us. Oswald and Lewis crawl under the bed. Drew, just shut up. Don't say anything. Please don't ruin this for me. Lewis, well, I'm leaving if it doesn't sound like a good time. Oswald, I'll stick around for you, Drew, buddy. Yell out some moves for you to try out. The bathroom door opens. Drew, shut up. Just everyone shut up and stay under there. Drew looks towards the door, so excited he could burst, as in come, you know, like from his balls out of his dick. He was so excited he did. He came. He jizzed all over the underside of his sheets before he even knew who it was. I mean, it could be a guy, a really unattractive guy, like not even a hot one, and he just blew his load over that? Yikes. Anyway, Mimi walks through the doorway, butt-ass naked, slaps herself hard on the pussy, and shouts, "Buffet's open, fat boy!" Drew immediately throws up. But this time, not out of his dick, out of his actual human mouth. Lewis climbs out from under the bed. I'm out. Evicted. You're on your own. I don't want to die under there. Oswald, from underneath the bed still. I'll stick around, buddy. Just slap the side of the bed if you can't breathe. Drew lifts his head, pulling his glasses away from his face, staring at them in a blind fury, because he's mad and he can't really see all that good. Drew, man, I gotta get eye surgery. I think I just fucked myself.
All this energy calling me back where it comes from. It's such a crude attitude. It's back where it belongs. All the little chicks with the crimson lips go Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks. Living in sin with the safety pin. Go Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks.
Oh, hiya, 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 hiya.
That's what he yells when he comes.
Oh, hiya.
And it echoes too, because he only fucks in amphitheaters.
I like it.
Or in long hallways.
Yeah.
Or in caves.
Ooh.
Or
going, what's that shit called? Splunking.
Yeah. Spunking and spelunking.
Yeah, there we go. Spunking and
man, spelunking. You put the spunk in spelunking.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. I put the spunk in.
Price is right.
Yeah, the price wasn't right for those hookers that they thought he had either. That's apparently. Can you believe they didn't pick that cold open up?
I am so irate. I don't even want to think about it. It's a fucking travesty.
I called out the lady who played Mimi, and mm-hmm. I had her ad lib some things to yell when she slapped herself in the pussy.
Buffets open.
Fat boy. Yeah.
Fat boy. That was a good one. Yeah.
There is another one where she just came in ringing a dinner bell.
Ooh.
And then she shoved it up her cooter. just really hard. It was like one of those triangles.
Yeah, yeah.
Except
yeah.
it was just her vagina. And she just ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. So she's fucking
aggressive.
Yeah.
I feel like he should have known better by all the makeup, too much makeup on
exactly.
the pillowcase.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, he saw her without makeup too, which is just a lady. Drew Carey.
Yeah, exactly. I legit thought they were the same person.
That's what made me write that. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. I was dumb. I mean, I still am dumb, but
I honestly didn't know either.
Yeah.
Well, I even looked it up and her name was Mimi Bobek Carey.
Yeah.
And I was like, were they related in that?
Ooh.
And then I looked farther and it was like, oh yeah, he ends up marrying Drew's brother in the show.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So weird. Yeah. I haven't seen that show in so long.
I remember watching like a live episode of it. That was pretty fun. But yeah. I haven't seen that show. Yeah. I would get home from school and they would play it on like TBS, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the only time I watched it.
They got fun people in it.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ryan Stiles a lot. I like Diedrich Bader a lot. He's super fun.
Is that the Office Oswald? Space guy?
Yeah, he's the Office Space guy. He's always funny. He's in random shit.
Yeah, he's
like,
a
I remember
vape.
I saw him in Balls of Fury, that stupid ping pong movie.
Yeah.
He's like some sex slave in it or something, and okay. he's got a super small part, but he's just he's so funny.
Yeah, he's great.
Ryan Stiles is funny. I don't know if I've seen either one of them in an actual movie, though.
Oh,
in
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Or even any of those people.
Yeah,
like
Diedrich guy's in Veep.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Ryan Stiles is up to.
And the girl, the lady in it, was in Scrubs for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was the dickhead doctor. The main guy, Dr.
Cox?
Cox, yeah. It was his ex or like wife, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that lady. Yeah. She sleeps with JD and...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It
interesting.
Was
Jordan. Her name's Jordan.
Jordan? Yeah. In the show.
In the show, yeah.
I can't remember
in
what
Scrubs.
It is in real life.
She was in something else. She was in like another sitcom, I think. Oh, she was in
Krista
fucking,
Miller.
She was in Cougar Town.
Yeah, Cougar Town.
Yeah, I never watched much of that.
Yep.
Me Same neither. People. But
I never saw any of it. The closest I ever came to seeing any of it was Community.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah,
the closest
yeah.
I ever came to seeing any single piece of Cougar Town was them doing the whole thing about it.
There's an actual, like, you know how, like, did you ever see where Abed's, like, you get to be an extra? They actually did that.
Oh, really?
In an episode of Cougar
Town.
Oh,
that's funny.
He's like, there at, like, Subway, and then he, like, you see him, and then he gets up and runs away because he shit his pants.
It's actually in the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a really good episode.
I like that.
Community, too.
Is that his birthday one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's really fun.
Where he goes to dinner with Jeff and
Yeah. That one's a lot of fun.
I was reading like a thing that Dan Harmon wrote about that episode because he was like, he's like, word got out that they were doing like a Pulp Fiction theme thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, people are going to hate this episode because he's like, it's not at all like.
Oh, because people are going to expect it all to be like a Pulp Fiction-y thing,
like,
but it's just.
Yeah, he's like, I got really nervous. He's like, I like this episode a lot, but I was waiting for people to just be like, this is trash. But
this wasn't like Pulp Fiction at all, you asshole.
Yeah.
Like,
he's like, no, we're doing a My Dinner with Andre thing, but yeah.
That's got to suck. That's got to suck, too, is like just something leaks, mm-hmm. one tiny thing leaks. And people make up their whole mind about that.
Yeah, especially with his, like, I mean, I'm kind of, like, if Community came out now, I think it'd probably do better, but, like, it would, I don't know, there's something weird about his fan bases with, like, Rick and Morty, where they're just fucking, like, aggressive and just, like,
I also think, though, that it's
dickheads.
Because it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
And so it's easier to be crazy towards a project when it doesn't have humans in it, where people don't like humanize it necessarily, you know,
mm-hmm.
and so they can just shit all over it if they want, or they're just batshit crazy with it. Because there is connections and stuff in it, there's humanity in Rick and Morty, but It's yeah. absurd.
People just need to fucking chill, man.
Yeah, everyone just needs to chill. Yeah. And it's the mixture of when it came out.
Oh, too, yeah, like, yeah. And yeah, with now. Social media. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too much just mm-hmm. fucking craziness.
Yeah.
So
the world's a terrible place.
I hate it.
I
just really hate exactly. it. I hate everything yeah. that's popular. Yeah. I hate everything yeah. that's I also hate that it's I hate that I hate it right now because it makes me feel like that dumb shit where it's like you're getting older, that's why you hate it.
Yeah.
Things were this bad back mm-hmm. then too, and it was like, no, it wasn't. There was what did people my age think was bad then? Yeah. Gak?
Yeah,
you're gonna get mad at like kids' toys and shit.
You can make that.
Like,
you can make that shit.
Yeah,
yeah. We would go to the Impression 5 Museum. You would make your own GAC.
Yeah,
dog.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
GAC is sweet.
It's like I think it's just glue, pretty much.
Yeah,
like really.
Well, then I think about it, and I'm like, you can't even. There's no way anyone was mad about that because they're bringing it back now.
Yeah,
to like lighten the load of all this yeah, other yeah, crazy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
I don't see us bringing back like what 20 years from now. Bringing back fucking Lil Tay videos or
oh,
some
yeah?
shit.
God, I hope not.
Fucking kill
Logan
me.
Logan Paul. Jesus saw that guy Christ. The other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Vine stars are all awful. Mm-hmm. Every single Vine star is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I agree, dog.
That's not true. I like one guy. But
the Ethan? Is that his name?
L.A. Zach. Turtle or something?
Who's L.A.
Oh,
Turtle?
I like that one guy. He wasn't a huge star, though. Who was
Max.
Maxwell?
Max, yeah.
Who was Maxwell?
Yeah.
But he wasn't like, he's not one of the dudes
yeah,
who
yeah.
fucking sold out like
yeah,
crazy. He was
here.
Just doing
yeah.
it silly and shit.
Who's Same L.A. Turtle?
He did. He got huge off of that one where he was like, hey, me and my boys are going to go see Uncle Cracker. And then he rolls the window
oh,
up and his hat
yeah.
gets stuck. But he was the one that I showed
yeah,
you those.
From, yeah.
Those silly videos where he's filming himself talking back and forth.
Yeah, I think he's from Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's funny.
He's funny. He's yeah. silly. But.
Yeah. Where he's like, where the hat goes off
yeah.
the window.
He goes, like, cut it out, Jordan. Yeah. Like that kind of thing.
We'll go see Uncle Cracker anymore.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, that's the thing, though. It's like, I like that. I don't like, I fucking hate seeing people in movies like King Batch or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, he's in a lot
fuck
of
that
stuff,
shit.
Dude.
He got opportunities from being a fucking hack.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. All right. I don't want to get into it. It's the same thing as there's a lot of comics like that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just Vine stars. Yeah. Whatever. Hey.
L.A., baby. Yeah. Holly Weird.
Before I get too deep.
Culver City.
Neil Hatred.
North Hollywood. I'm just
yeah,
naming parts
baby.
Of L.A. now. Los Feliz. Ty Town.
Oh, Vine Street, baby.
Oh, Vine Street. Yeah.
Eat my ass.
Ugh.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You don't have anything else with cold opens, right?
No.
All right.
Sister,
well,
sister, man.
Here's. I'll do one more thing. This is what I think of 98% of Vine stars. I'll say 99.
Okay.
Not even Vine stars. Even that fucking Catch Me Outside, any of that
shit.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
As I
viral stars.
Yeah, that's,
viral
yes,
people, yeah.
is this.
I love the good boy in the background.
I used to play that. It's called Graphic Dog Vomit.
Yeah.
If you look that up on YouTube. Did I ever play that for you before?
No, I haven't.
It's not that bad to watch, really.
Yeah. The noise, though. Ugh.
But the noise is so funny to me. And I used to play it with my friend Sean, and he hated it.
Yeah.
And I would just do it. I would recreate it out of my own mouth. And that toy.
Yeah.
He goes, toy.
Yeah.
It's so silly. I love it. All right, we're going to take...
one sounds like it lands in a spittoon.
Yeah. yeah.
It's like dipping.
Twing.
Dog dipping.
And then you hear his owner like laughing.
Yeah. Good boy.
Good boy. Yeah, yeah. good boy. Get it out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. On that note, we're going to take a quick 30 seconds of Play-Doh Fix Me Up, Doc.
Play-Doh presents Fix Me Up, Doc. Make the wackiest germs you've ever seen, then discover them in this human being. With Fix Me Up, Doc, you need to operate. Catch that frog in the throat before it's too late. Take out his funny bone for laughs.
I'll give him guts. And stick him up fast.
Fix Me Up, Doc is the wacky one. Pop, pop, pop.
Fix Me Up Doc comes with everything here. Case of color sold separately, only from Play-Doh.
Man, yeah, I did not think they said Doc.
Fix Me Up Cock?
Yeah. I was like, what?
What?
What kind of Play-Doh is this? This is not my Play-Doh.
Wait a minute.
Not my Play-Doh. Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying.
Oh.
They were doing a ton of...
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, wait, hold on. And then like you're going to tell me something off air.
Oh, no. I was just turning my headphones down.
Oh, I gotcha.
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
I don't have my finger on the pulse of new toys
yeah.
right now. That's all a good point. Those 90s ones are dope.
Dude, are there even toys anymore? I think it's just videos.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. Games. Yeah, it's games. I think mostly games. I want to get that. Do you remember the fucking Toys R Us catalog, the Christmas version?
Well, Toys R Us is gone.
Oh, that's gone.
They're bankrupt.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they're gone.
I feel like
probably no
people our age
anymore.
Are buying more
oh, yeah.
toys than anyone yeah, else, like buying yeah. vintage toys. And
mm-hmm.
fuck, I have the fucking legacy edition of the Green Ranger's dagger and
yeah,
the fucking White
say,
Ranger's sword.
Yeah, that used to be in our living room.
Yeah, I was going to hang it up again, but...
I mean, I wouldn't veto that decision.
I like them. I just forgot I hung them up. I was hanging some lights up in my room the other day.
You got to put it up above a door. Like a doorway, and then be like,
Final Destination. Yeah. Shring.
And then it just comes down and does the fucking the White Ranger song or whatever.
Yeah. Or the Green Dagger one is the.
That's what it was, yeah. The white
one
made
a noise
too.
It does the Power Ranger theme, but then it also talks because Saba talked.
Okay.
It was also weird because the name of the sword was Saba, and so was the production company.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Did you ever play I think it was a Sega Power Rangers? That game was so easy.
Yeah, it was really easy.
So fucking easy. Yeah. I'd play that shit right now.
Dude, I used to fucking... I fucked with Power Rangers. I bought the fucking swords and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah, when I was at...
They're just in my closet, in the boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved fucking Power Rangers, dude. There's like four Halloweens in a row where I was a Power Ranger.
I was never a Power Ranger.
I was the white ninja. I was the blue guy.
Oh, from the movie.
Yeah, then I wanted to be the only costume they had was the blue one. I was like, I want to be Billy. He's a fucking dork. I want to be the black guy.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Mastodon.
My whole life wanted to be a black guy.
Had to be the blue Smurf
fucking
dipshit.
Yeah, glasses guy. But yeah,
I remember when I was in like first grade or something, maybe even younger. There was this kid named Billy.
Mm.
And everyone called him Billy the Blue Power Ranger. And he hated it. And then he shit his pants.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
got even worse.
Oh, no.
And it was like,
Billy.
Yeah.
The Blue Power Ranger.
It's so sad. It's just so sad.
Yeah.
He redid himself dirty.
Mm hmm.
Ugh. Poor fella.
My favorite was I grew up with a kid named, I'm not going to say his name, but everyone would call him Chode.
Chode?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because apparently there was like a rumor that, like, he got pants one time, and then like someone saw his dick, and they're like, he was really fat. And I was like,
How old was he?
It was like, this was middle school.
Oh, okay.
So this was before like people knew that a fat dick was good. So it was just like, I was like, you guys are calling him like a thing that's good.
Yeah, you guys saw his dick like just hanging out regular, and it was fat.
Yeah,
and you're just and like, short.
Fucking Chode. Fucking.
Oh my God.
I was like, I felt bad for that. He was a really nice guy.
Yeah, poor dude.
Yeah.
Well, it all came around.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it didn't grow any farther.
I don't know, man. I haven't seen
his
dick.
Even then, though,
I'll hit him up at the reunion that I'm not going to go to.
Yes.
They sold 12 tickets, folks. They need to sell at least, I think they said 30, or
69.
It's going to get canceled. So I'll let you know. It's probably, by the next episode, it's probably going to get canceled. Because I sure as shit ain't going. I don't think anyone else is going either.
No, that's the same thing that happened with mine.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to do it at a park.
Yeah, ours is going to be in a barn. And they're like, there's going to be a DJ. And I'm like, who cares?
I was like, what the fuck happened to, what are all the movies?
Yeah.
Seen all these movies where you have all this dope shit.
Yeah.
And I guess I get it. Like, no one ever thinks in the movies, where'd the money come from to rent it?
Yeah, you had to buy tickets and they're like $25.
But at the same time, it's like, fuck, man. I don't want to go to some half-ass reunion. Like,
I don't want to go to my hometown just for a reunion.
No.
That's why I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. Ugh.
Go to something that's, whatever.
Where, I didn't even,
tell me there's going to be a adult bouncy house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go for that.
Fuck yeah. My cousin did that. She had a bouncy house at her open house.
Open house?
Yeah, I was like, good for you.
Open
good
bouncy shit. House.
Yeah, exactly.
Open to all comers. Don't jizz in there, though.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead. Bounce around.
No coming in there.
Just bouncing. Don't bounce the cum out of you.
Jerry, enjoy my wife.
But don't come in her.
She'll bounce the cum out of you, Jerry.
Bounce the cum right out of you. Yeah, I was with this girl the other night. Bounced the cum right out of me.
You mean she made you cum? No, she was bouncing. No. She was on an exercise ball. One of those fucking stupid balls.
Yeah, we were on a trampoline together.
Jerking me off on a trampoline.
She just looked at me. I saw her tits and we were bouncing and she bounced the cum right out of me.
I was hanging out with Ronnie last weekend. We were watching that movie Snake Eyes.
Oh yeah, that movie's wild.
Before that, we were playing a bunch of video games, and I was like, "Oh, fucking!" We were playing like Mario Tennis and Mario Party and Super Smash Brothers. Fucking love those games are great. But we were watching Snake Eyes, and there's these two guys that I didn't really know. But like we're all just like really zoned in on the movie because we're all fucking super high. Right, right. And this one kid just goes, "Whoa!" And then we like look at him. He's like, "Do you guys see those titties?" Like this girl's running down the stairs and her boobs are bouncing. We're like,
in the movie?
Yeah. We're like, yeah. He's like, dope.
Yeah. Dope. Not even like, yo, rewind that. Yeah. It's just like, do you see those titties?
You see the titties bouncing?
Dope. Dope. Dope.
It's just like, but it's like,
whoa.
Yeah. Just get really excited about boobs bouncing. It's so weird. It was closed boobs just bouncing. Yeah. It was funny.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
All right.
That's what lingerie is made for.
I hear that.
Make them pop. Make them pop. I don't know.
Well, right. Do you want to do this bit or do you just want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's just wrap it up, right?
All
right,
yeah.
I think we're at like, 120, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
All right, you guys. Well, I think...
keeping them tight.
Yeah, we'll keep it a little tight.
Just
here.
Like...
my ass.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's a lie.
Don't even look. Just push.
Oh my god.
There we go. That's, you just gotta push, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I won't.
There. See, it's a great feeling.
Soft push.
Over and again.
Yeah, I go too hard.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to give yourself a hernia pushing too hard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Did you ever read any of that? I read this thing online once where this girl was talking about, she's like, I don't know if this is weird or not. You guys tell me. It was like a Yahoo answer or something. And she was like, I talked to my little sister the other day and she was telling me about how she would finger the shit out of her own ass. And what she would do is she would put her fingers in her vagina and try to massage the shit out of her ass.
Oh.
And she's like, is that weird? And everyone was like, yes. Like, that's really weird.
Those aren't even connected.
And she's not even, she was too young to even know anything about any of that stuff sexually. Yeah. So it was just like, this is what I do to
that's funny.
Get the shit out. Man, it feels real good to shit.
Yeah.
Weird.
Hold on one sec.
Kiss my ass!
Yeah.
So also from that show, the Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown show, they would play clips of it on The Soup. And there was an episode where Bobby Brown was talking about how Whitney Houston was really constipated. He's like, so I took my fingers and they did some dancing and they got that poo-poo out there.
Oh,
and
no.
He's like literally like stuck his fingers in her asshole and pulled the poop down, he said.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's gross, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He on X Games mode.
It'd be great if we had that. And I will always pull your poo-poo. Yeah. That'd be great.
It's in my ass.
That fucking gif. Just a fucking flop. Yeah.
And
that was so goddamn funny.
Right. Oh, my God. All right, you guys.
Well, wrapping it up. Did you write anything down?
I didn't. I'm so bad at that.
I wrote down quite a few. I don't know.
You've gotten good at it. I appreciate it because I'm fucking terrible at it. But we're at that part of the episodes, you guys. Episode. You guys.
You know it.
You know it. And we...
I seen those finger paintings you bring home and they suck.
We blow it. Just like that.
Yeah. So I
saw Bobby Brown's finger paintings after he pulled it out of your ass. Yeah. And those stink.
Yeah. They're all brown and use some color, buddy.
It looks like you mixed all the colors together and just made it all brown.
All right.
All right.
Sorry I didn't yes and that. Yes.
No, that's okay.
I agree. I don't know, these all suck. So, I don't know. Tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down, I'm sorry I asked.
I'm sorry I asked?
Yeah. Nice! water hose. Drew foolery. Man, I'm good at fucking. and spunkin' and splunkin'. Is that was it reversed?
Splunkin' and spunkin'. I feel like phonetically it sounds better, spunkin' and spelunkin'.
Yeah,
I like that one.
Yeah.
The most.
Okay, that's one I like too.
I think I could figure something.
I also like Drew Foolery.
Drew Foolery, I like too. All right, well, we'll leave it open with two.
It gives
me more to work with too.
Yeah.
Because if I have something that pops in my head, mm-hmm. I know I've done stuff where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do Nestle tits, and then I end up doing something else. So Drew Foolery and Spunkin' and spelunkin'. I like that one a lot, though.
Do you ever see the Descent? You saw The Descent, right?
Yeah,
I like that was a good ass movie. Yeah, man.
I don't think I remember the sequel as much.
Oh, I watched it.
Not great,
dude. It's so bad. It's that's
unfortunate.
Like no one in the first one is involved in the sequel at all.
Dude, that first one is so fun because not only is it scary, just in a horror sense, they mix so many like phobias in it too.
Yeah, I'm super fucking claustrophobic.
Oh my god, me too.
Yeah,
and I don't think I saw it in theaters even. But I watched it like in the dark in a room and I had to turn the lights on during some of the parts because they were tight in the shit, like, dude, oh,
that last 20 minutes of the new Blair Witch where she's crawling through that tunnel is very hard for me to watch.
No,
that was not a great movie.
I think
but
you and I
God
watched that together
did, yeah,
and
yeah.
we both were like, yeah. No. And knowing there could be something behind you or you're crawling towards something, like
that's like one of my fears is like crawling and then just getting stuck and then dying slowly.
Yeah.
You're just
you don't
stuck.
Know like
yeah.
Oh my God. That, like think about like crawling so you're in
crawling
like you're
sorry.
No, you're fine. And then but then you get to a skeleton.
Yeah.
So then you know the tunnel you were just crawling in. Ends there because they died doing it.
Yep.
Or someone else died getting stuck. Yeah,
you just see your fate and then you gotta wait like I don't know how long.
And then you're like, they
you
really were big boned.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, no, fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. That is what was I gonna say? Oh, think about what if you were a claustrophobic turd?
Ooh, okay.
That'd be a rough life.
Yeah.
You finally get to breathe and not be scared, and then you get flushed.
Yeah, then you go in another tube. Yeah,
yeah, and then right to another tube and a tube with water.
Yeah,
you gotta. Oh,
hey, at least this one's a lava lamp or I don't know water bed or something. I don't know.
You get a sploosh and you get woken up by the water, and you're like, oh, thank God! And then it's like someone stares at you and goes, whoa, boy, that's a long one. Let me take it. And then someone takes a picture, and you're like, I'm a celebrity now. And then they're like, ding. Yeah. Flush. Yeah,
they wipe a little bit and throw some of yourself on top of you.
Yeah, and then just fucking. Yeah.
I'm a mummy.
Yeah. Yeah, just they throw like, it'd be like if someone wiped your toes out of a cave tunnel.
Yeah.
Threw them at you and then flush you.
Take that, butt fucker.
Terrible, terrible. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, that's been the episode. That's been this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. I apologize for everything.
Me, I don't.
Excuse me. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. I have been Jacob Allen Kuban.
Yep.
You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban.
That was a weird burp.
Yeah. And go to Instagram. I need to post more again.
Mm.
Twitter, I do nothing.
Nope.
You know this, always, all of it. I'm sure most of you guys skipped this part of the podcast.
You probably
just hit stop at this point. That's fine. That's understandable.
Stay tuned because we have a secret to tell you.
Oh, yeah. There is a secret at the end of this one right before the music starts. So,
big secret. Big announcement.
We're gonna fill you up.
We're going to fill you up with secrets.
Oh, yeah. Just wait.
Go to howsadness.com. I don't know how most of you listen to this, but it's on iTunes, it's on Google Play, it's on Stitcher, and if you don't have any of those, just go straight to the website, you can play it from there, or go gay to the website, and you can play it there. The new one should always be on the main homepage. If it isn't, message me. Wit hit me up the other day and was like, hey, the new one's not on there. I fixed it. I forgot to do it. I fixed it. So thank you for that.
That was my fault.
No, it was me. I do those. Oh. I do the main page.
I did notice that I wrote the wrong title for that.
I switched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Good save.
It was mostly just because the character count in the social media.
Yeah, that's
media.
The thing, too. I was like, I could have asked you, but I was like, I didn't because
no,
I'm a fucking dick.
That's whatever. Yeah. And then I wrote it weird. I was like, on the poster it says fear less, and then I wrote it as fear dash less, and I was like, is that it? Whatever. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, go to moistjunk.com. Check out, I have new stuff coming out every once in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't in a while, but I'm always working on silly designs. Oh, I do have bandanas being made.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like the cool, I just forgot the name of the design. Parsley?
I don't know
what it's called. Paisley. Paisley?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a paisley design, but it's like drips and it's moist.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it is. I don't know. I ordered from this place and they screen print them.
Oh.
And I didn't really realize that until after I had ordered. So I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm getting 50 of them to see. I'll probably end up giving a lot of them away.
Yeah. Interesting.
So if you want one, hit me up. Maybe if I think you're worthy, I'll give you one. And And yeah, I don't know. Keep on keeping on. Go to moistjunk.com and use the code FARTCAST. 15% off the entire order. And I usually throw in some buttons and stickers. I got a bunch of new stickers printed off.
I fart in the package before we send it off to
Casey and I both fart in the package and then seal it up with our jizz.
Yes.
And so if you want, it's all custom made right there. And
hey, man, we put our souls into this fucking this shit.
No blood, no sweat, no tears. All fart and jizz. I put my fart and jizz into this, okay?
It's like that cake and Matilda.
Actual hard work, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Cake and Matilda.
Where she's like, she put her own blood, sweat, and tears in this, and then the fat kid eats it all.
Yeah.
That always grows me out because that's so much cake, and
it's really too much.
He's a little fat guy, too.
Yeah.
And the lady looks really old.
There was this cool thing that just happened in L.A. There's this app I use called Infatuation. And I think I've showed you it before. It shows you and it rates like different eateries.
Oh, yeah.
But they did a thing called EatsCon.
Okay.
And it was just different food from the area. And so there was vendors with food and shit like that. But they did a lot of neat shit. Apparently, they did like a film and TV food gallery.
Okay.
And so they had like the plate of spaghetti and candy from Elf.
Oh.
They had the chocolate cake from Matilda.
Nice.
It's all fake, of course, it's like that kind of... They had the noodle from Lady and the Tramp. And like just silly shit like that. There was other stuff too. I can't remember all of them, but...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really neat. That's a really fun idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I would have gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I always hear about shit afterwards. I'm like, what the fuck? How... Yeah.
I knew about it.
I
just knew it was going to be crowded and cost money.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently instead I spent like a bunch of money on chicken wings that made me shit fire.
Yeah. Apparently there's a whole art gallery series right now based on serial killer paintings and shit, but it's been sold out for ever.
Of course.
But yeah.
I'm surprised that I got into that Guillermo del Toro one. I think the only reason I did is because it was at LACMA.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some specialty thing, but that's the thing. We'll be driving around and you see a line outside of something and you look it up. By the time you look it up, it's gone.
Oh, it's
there's pop-ups all the time.
It's a fucking house for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the Ready Player One thing like that too, and it's
really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's always like, somebody needs to have the end to tell you. It's all cool shit.
Yeah.
It was cool to drive by and see the house, too, from it, but it's like, you're never going to get to see it inside or do the thing. Whatever. Yeah. Hey, Jacob Allen, coupon.
Shut up!
You got it. Now it's your turn.
Casey_Saturn, all lowercase. I mean, I only post on shit when I'm drunk, but or I'm just mad at work. But rate and review the podcast. Leave me alone. Tell a friend.
Please leave them
alone.
That's
all.
But do tell friends. Tell friends about the podcast. You guys, if you want, I have. I don't know if you've been on moistjunk.com, but there's one logo. We have the logo, and then I have some the circle logo, the frame with the house and shit in it. I make stickers out of those.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want, if you promise to put them places or give them to people, hit me up and I will send you a bunch of stickers and I'll give you some swag or whatever and you can be a fucking...
street team.
Street team,
guys,
that's what it is, yeah. And we'll, House Sadness Skeet Team. And
House Sadness Fellation.
Yes, I like that.
Get out there and suck someone off and tell them about the podcast.
Would you do it, please? Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all of you. I'm not. I apologize. I'm gay.
It's okay.
All my daydreams are disasters. She's the one I think I love. Rivers burn and then run backwards. For her. Me.
getting old. Mr. Browning has a prediction. We've all been told. So come on back, New York City. Roll your trucks in at dawn.